Shalom, Australia. Police are expected to recommend charges be brought against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a pair of corruption cases amid a newly signed deal with a key associate of the Prime Minister to turn state's witness. The evidence from investigations, which have been going on for some time, was strengthened this past week by significant material provided by Netanyahu's former Chief of Staff and aide, Ari Harrow. A statement issued by the police on Friday said Harrow is expected to receive 6 months of community service and a fine of 700,000 shekel on breach of trust charges in exchange for his testimony against his former boss. In the first case, Netanyahu and his wife are suspected of receiving illicit gifts from billionaire benefactors, most notably hundreds of thousands of shekels worth of cigars and champagne from the Israeli-born Hollywood producer Amon Milchan. The second case involves a suspected illicit quid pro quo deal between Netanyahu and Yediot Achronot publisher Arnon Moses for Knesset legislation in return for more favourable press coverage from Yediot. Likud MK David Bitan, the coalition chairman and a close associate of Netanyahu, said on Friday that it was unpleasant that someone like Harrow, who once worked closely with the Prime Minister, would now testify against him, but argued that Netanyahu could handle it. Head of the Labour Party, Avi Gabay, said yesterday that Netanyahu must resign, as the citizens of Israel deserve a different leadership. In another potential legal problem for the Netanyahu family, the left-wing Molad think tank on Thursday served Yair Netanyahu, the Prime Minister's son, with a notice of intent to sue, claiming his recent public swipes of the organisation amount to libel. 43-year-old Niv Nehemiah was stabbed and critically wounded by a Palestinian teenager at a supermarket in Yavne on Wednesday morning. Nehemiah was stocking shelves when the attacker suddenly took out a knife and stabbed him in the upper body. Though injured, the victim fought off the stabber and tried to run away, blocking the aisle after him with a handcart. He was chased by the assailant. Security camera footage showed the entire incident. President Reuven Rivlin on Friday phoned the victim's wife, hailing Niv Nehemiah as a hero. Rivlin told Sigalit Nehemiah the whole country was praying for her husband's recovery, as doctors said his condition was slightly improving, though it remained life-threatening. The tension between Israel and Jordan, after a security guard shot two Jordanians who were attacking him in the Israeli embassy in Amman, has heightened. Israel said the publication of Ziv Moal's diplomatic ID card in a Jordanian newspaper was a deliberate leak that threatened his personal safety. Amman rejected the Israeli accusation, claiming that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's public welcome of Moal was responsible for the guard's leaked identity, not Jordanian media. Moyal's family left their home in the south of Israel and moved in with relatives out of fear for their safety after Jordanian media published his name. In raids overnight last Sunday, police arrested 33 men suspected of playing key roles in recent violent demonstrations against Israeli security measures at Jerusalem's Temple Mount. As part of ongoing security operations, police arrested overnight on Wednesday a further 15 men suspected of playing key roles in the demonstrations. Raids took place in Atur, Beit Hanina, Bari Joz and Ras Al Hamoud. The detainees are suspected of taking part in riots and endangering lives. Convicted killer Elor Azaria made his first public statement on Thursday after his 18-month prison sentence was upheld. He appeared in a video from his parents' home where he has been under house arrest since his release from the army last month. His eyes cast down and reading from a prepared statement, striking a contrast from the smiling, confident demeanour he had displayed in court. He said, "At the end of the day, I'm going to prison with my head held high. I love this country with all my heart. I love the army. I love you. And again, thank you with all my heart for everything you have done for me. Thank you for everything." Azaria said he would not make another legal appeal, but would ask the Chief of Staff for leniency. He continued to claim that he believed that the disarmed terrorist he killed at Hebron could have had a bomb under his coat, and he made no expression of guilt or remorse which an army official has said would be needed as a precondition for leniency. Superintendent Gabby Bitton, the senior policeman who investigates financial fraud and money laundering, told a Knesset panel on Wednesday that Israeli crime kingpins are behind the binary options industry and that organised crime in the country has been massively enriched and strengthened as a result of law enforcement's failure for many years to grasp the vastness of the problem. The widely fraudulent binary options industry is estimated to generate between $5 and $10 billion a year and to largely emanate from Israel. It has been estimated to number well over 100 companies and to employ between 5,000 and tens of thousands of employees. After a two-day search, rescue services yesterday found the body of a South Korean tourist who drowned in the Sea of Galilee after jumping into the lake during a boat ride. The unnamed man, in his 30s, was visiting Israel from South Korea on a religious pilgrimage. Tala Fall of Senegal and Amara Kamara of Guinea are scheduled to present their respective letters of credence to President Reuven Rivlin on Tuesday at a ceremony in Jerusalem, officially taking up their positions as non-resident ambassadors to Israel. Fall, who also represents Dakar in Egypt, will be based in Cairo. Kamara will work out of Paris. Guinea and Senegal, both Muslim-majority nations in West Africa, have recently upgraded their relations with Israel. While both countries had existing diplomatic ties with the Jewish state, neither has ever appointed an ambassador to Israel before. 22,000 people marched through central Jerusalem on Thursday in the city's 16th annual Pride Parade, protected by 1,000 police and border patrol soldiers. 12 people were detained for questioning, suspected of intent to disrupt and cause harm during the event. One of them was found in possession of a knife. Roads were closed across the centre of the city and police were closely controlling access to certain streets along the 1.4-kilometre parade route from the Liberty Bell Garden to Independence Park. Marching past the spot where Shira Banky was stabbed to death in 2015, marchers stopped to lay flowers and hold a moment of silence. The theme of this year's March for Pride and Tolerance was LGBTQ and religion. Spokesperson Sarah Kalanier said members of the community still suffer from discrimination and degrading treatment, mainly due to lack of knowledge and preconceived notions. The central theme we chose for this year's march burns in the hearts of the members of the community of the city and speaks to a wide audience of those who suffered and continue to suffer from insensitivity and degradation because of their sexual orientation. Orthodox Rabbi Aaron Leibovitz, a city council member, said he felt it was important for him to join the parade to show another side of orthodoxy. Jordan's foreign minister on Tuesday criticised Israel for the record number of Jews who visited the Temple Mount on the fast day of Tisha B'Av, commemorating the destruction of the Jewish temple that stood there. Some 1,300 Jewish visitors made a pilgrimage to the Temple Mount on Tuesday, days after Muslim worshippers resumed their own visit to the holy site after days of boycotts and protests against security measures that they said broke the delicate status quo there. Ayman Safadi told a group of foreign ministers from 57 Muslim countries in Istanbul that the number of extremists who stormed Al-Aqsa today stands as a record number, greater than any other since the beginning of the Israeli occupation in 1967. The number was a large leap from the 100 or so Jews who normally visit the site, where they are not allowed to pray. Police spokeswoman Luba Samri said 9 Jewish visitors were removed for violating the guidelines. She said 3 Jews and 1 Muslim were arrested after a minor skirmish. It was the hottest July on record for Jerusalem this year and the 3rd hottest month on record for the entire country since 1937. When record-keeping began. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.